This segment of the Henry Rein Show is brought to you by Bite Federal, the Bitcoin ATM company, bringing Bitcoin to a location near you.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Henry Rein Show here on WWPR 1490 AM. Heard every Saturday, 12:05 p.m. till approximately 1 or a little bit longer if we really get going here. Well, it's another week and another record high for Bitcoin. The world's largest futures market exchange will launch Bitcoin futures before the year end. And are the other financial giants far behind? We'll hear from Goldman Sachs CEO and other exchanges around the world that are starting to open that up. Bitcoin Cash surges, and Goldbug One asks if SegWit 2X is around the corner, is it also time to lawyer up? Well, we'll get to all that and more in just a moment. I want to remind you that you can get the show on demand if you happen to miss it live at a number of podcast platforms. Just Google Henry Rein Show and you'll find it there. Also, some big announcements in the coming weeks that we'll be filling you in on a little bit later in the show. But let's not wait much longer, and we want to get in here and see who's on board today while we're here in the studio. Well, he's the leading columnist. I don't know if he's the leadingest, but in our world, he's the leadingest column on TradingView.com. He also has other venues now and outlets that you can find his work on with his thousands of followers. That, of course, is Goldbug One, a.k.a. Andy, here in the studio. Good afternoon, Andy.
Hey, good afternoon, Henry.
Well, it's great to have you here, and we're going to get into some of your trading analysis. I really want to hear about Bitcoin Cash because that's made a big move, but we'll get to that later in the show because there's even bigger news than the Bitcoin Cash. And
Is that Augie going to the Democratic Convention in Orlando?
I don't know. I hear he's been making his presence felt around the area. We'll find out because... Yes, the contrarian's back in the studio. I think he was taking his contrary ways on tour around the state last week. So, good afternoon, Augie. Glad to have you back.
Good afternoon, everybody. And all the optimism and all the bubbles in the world is pop, pop goes the weasel. And when is that going to happen? I think the Goldbug knows.
Well, we will find that out. We're gonna go off our theme here just for a moment because I understand, and we're not going to go all political, but just want to know how you were received, because I believe, as Goldbug alluded to, you were in Orlando.
I was.
For the state Democratic convention.
Right.
And probably came back, unlike you are here, you're probably full of hope and change for the next election. How are you coming back from that convention?
Depression is a mild word. If I had to an absence of leadership at best.
How was the hot chocolate? Was the hot chocolate and cupcakes good? I heard some rumors that it got a 5-star on Yelp.
Well, they gave a big award to the local Democrats in Sarasota for making more phone calls than anyone else. That was it. They gave a gavel award for that.
Well, gosh knows they'd have plenty of time on their hands to do it.
Well, that is the way of things when you don't know what the hell you're doing. And the local Democratic Party in Sarasota hasn't known anything for several years now. And, but there was a time when that party, with a low percentage of registration, actually put people into office. They haven't put anybody new in office for years.
ever since the Southern Democrat became Republican, I'm thinking.
No. Actually, in the night, they put people in offices starting in the mid '80s, and after that, no. The big walk of the Southern Democrats into the Republican Party did switch parties, and they all became the same conservatives that they are now, only with a different label. But that's
Have we
digressed? Is this the wrong show, Henry?
You asked the question, I answered it my way.
I can tell there's a little bit, if we get out of the studio, you might become party, if you were in the vicinity of these two, a little exchange of opposing views, and who knows? Well, one of the things that we have coming up...
I'm the true conservative.
Tentatively, let me totally get out of here and go somewhere else, because tentatively, the last Saturday of November, Thanksgiving weekend, we will be announcing the details. We're not going to announce them. We are announcing the tentative details now, and we'll give you the full details next week. The first Bradenton Bitcoin cryptocurrency meetup, Saturday after Thanksgiving, at Mocha Joe's. That's right on Cortez Road. We'll give you the address. You got a whole month to plan. And, it's a mixed bag because Thanksgiving weekend, you say people got a lot of things to do. They're shopping for Christmas. They're with the family. My thoughts are that they're looking for any excuse to get away from their family on Thanksgiving weekend, especially 2 days later. So why not come to Mocha Joe's for the great food, the great beverages, great service, and hopefully Augie will be there. I'm almost dead certain that Goldbug, one, a.k.a. Andy, is going to be there. I'm hoping Augie will be there.
I will try my best.
Hey, Joe makes a mean cup of hot chocolate.
I hear you know that Mocha Joe guy pretty darn closely.
Very good friend of mine.
You guys have, what's the name of that place? Smoking Joe's?
Mocha Joe's.
Mocha Joe's. A great chili.
No smoking in Mocha Joe's.
They smoking chili. They have smoking chili.
Those damn liberals.
Yeah.
Oh.
You have to know when to see one.
Oh, please.
It's all the way up. It's all the way up. It's all the way up.
Well, it is on the way up. And Bitcoin price bulldozed its way to a new all-time high of $7,447 on Friday. Bitcoin's latest rally continues its volatile trajectory as the value of the cryptocurrency struck a fresh high on Friday. Bitcoin prices have struck new all-time high every consecutive day this November, fueled by, of course, we're on 3 days in a row. Yeah, you could say that about the stock market. They had a incredible run in the last month or so, too. Fueled by Wall Street buzz amid the week's announcement by CME Group, the world's largest derivatives exchange, to enable trading Bitcoin futures contracts before the end of the year, pending regulatory approval. On Friday, Bitcoin price struck a new record high of $7,747 on Bitfinex at 9:30 UTC time. And that also was coincidental with the total value of Bitcoin's market cap reaching $123 billion. And just roll into the cause factor here and then get discussion. So CME Group, the world's largest derivatives exchange operator, that means they're selling everything from pork belly futures to gold futures, copper, things like that. The new contract will be settled in cash, which is an important factor here. They when they said on Tuesday they were going to launch this, settling in cash creates a liquidity that wasn't necessarily there unless you were going through some of the exchanges and then you had to convert to fiat. Not all the exchanges could even do that for you. The new contract will be settled in cash based on the CME CF Bitcoin reference rate, which just rolls off my tongue. The Bitcoin futures will be listed on the CME as it races the rival, the Chicago Board of Options Exchange Holdings, according to become the first traditional marketplace to offer the trading. So we have, I believe CME is based in London, isn't it, Andy?
I'm not sure.
I don't believe it's the U.S. exchange. I think it's the London exchange, and it is the world's biggest. And then, of course, the dominant marketplace, which is a global marketplace also, is in Chicago with the Chicago Board of Options Exchange. And, of course, if we're going to be seeing futures, we're likely to be seeing options and puts available on Bitcoin, too. According to John O'Rourke, the president and director of Riot Blockchain, I'm sure he's not biased, this is going to help tremendously with institutional support as well. That may help manage the volatility. I know that some institutionals see that as a hiccup. Well, more like a roadblock, not a speed bump. Indeed, the CME president, Brian Durkin, we have audio from him in just a little while, told Bloomberg in September, that was September this year, that he did not think the group would move forward in the near term with the Bitcoin futures contract, but the demand was too much, and they've yielded to customer demand. Given increasing client interest in the evolving cryptocurrency markets, we have decided to introduce a Bitcoin futures contract, the CEO and chairman of CME, Terry Duffy, said. And there have been a lot of focus by the large financial institutions about blockchain and the technology there, thinking they could co-opt that, keep Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies to the side. But now between CME moving forward before the end of the year and the Chicago Board of Options Exchange promising in the first quarter, the hand is being forced. And we're going to get the dialogue going here now. We'll start with Andy and... But it's almost like where were you when Kennedy was shot, or
right?
Were you at 9/11? Where were you when you heard Bitcoin futures were going to be traded?
I was actually sitting there watching CNBC. I don't mean to jump out of props on it to them, but
do you have a lot of audio that's courtesy?
You know, they're pushing it hard, and I find it ironic that CME, you know, a month ago or so, said, "Oh, we don't have any plans," and Jamie Dimon comes out and crushes Bitcoin, and everything's anti-Bitcoin. Giving them just enough time to accumulate enough Bitcoin.
Who's them?
The powers that be. We all know who that is. The Rothschilds. Those people in the world. And
tongue in cheek.
Yeah, you know.
Tongue in whose cheek? Whose tongue in what cheek?
And that's what we need is more derivatives in the world. I think the derivatives market's about $1.2 quadrillion right now. So we can just keep adding to that.
At the
jaw dropping on that one.
Back, I remember during in a different format of this show when we were shortly after President Obama was elected up at News Talk 820, we had a guest that Augie is well familiar with, Harley Schlanger, and he pointed out that I forget the exact name of the clearing place, but it's not one of these futures exchanges. It's actually the place that is responsible for the global market. And keeps track of all the liabilities of the global derivatives market. And it was, I believe, 700 trillion plus was the potential liability. Now, some of those are on either side of the equation, and they could wipe each other out. But even if you're lopsided, 300 trillion in the global economy, you're starting to talk about real money.
It's just an equation.
Well, yeah. And if you take all the real estate in the world and you add that to all the cash that's ever been printed, and then you add that onto the stock markets, it does not even equal half of the derivatives market. That is just mind-boggling.
Wow. Mr. Palmer from Australia has good words for all of that.
Yeah, it's crash.
Got it.
You better have some silver and gold in that.
Who did you say?
Mr. Palmer. I know his first name, but he's spoken very poorly.
And what is his position?
Essentially, let's see if I can give a... I'll give you the prediction if you want.
No, I want to talk about this first.
All right.
While you figure out who it is we're quoting.
No, I got it here. I just have
okay,
it.
Well, so who is it?
He's from Australia. They don't give his first name. He predicts that while some ICOs may finance the creation of new and exciting enterprises, many will go up in smoke. And he's predicting, essentially, he's a laid-back Australian who works as a product manager in the Bay Area, describes himself as a socialist-leaning was disturbed by the...
How surprising you would quote him.
Blah, blah, blah. There you go.
Yeah, that's odd.
But essentially, the bigger this bubble gets, the bigger the negative connotation it's going to have. And that goes to the derivatives, which you're mentioning.
Right, absolutely.
And it's going to be like the dot-com bust, but much more so.
Well, and that's what happened with the housing market. It was all loan derivatives. That's what brought down the whole market.
Well, we can dive deeper into that maybe a little bit later. Let me finish this topic so we can get a more pertinent discussion about what's happening here. One of the things I thought was interesting by a different contrarian than the one in the studio, it says, the list of failed contracts offered by U.S. futures exchanges included apples, potatoes, shrimp, and turkey futures, as well as contracts tied to inflation and futures contracts tied to specific stocks. We'll talk about literally comparing apples and oranges. There may be reasons why the Apple futures market wasn't a successful market, but it really didn't have to do with the fact that apples were revolutionizing the way we were going to be eating food in the future. So these comparisons may be a little bit of a stretch.
That does go to Brexit, ironically. Those are the Brits and apple chips. Apple chips and fruit chips.
I'm going to call in outside parties here to help on this because we did a little bit unusually for my part, that I was able to find a vast amount of audio and have it prepared in time for the show, so I don't want to let that opportunity go. Brian Kelly, we played last week. He was a CNBC commentator on Fast Money, and he gave, this is before the announcement of CME. This was from earlier in the week. 3 days is a lifetime, and Bitcoin, by the way, is trading at
hours.
7,300.
No, the Bitcoin on Coinbase just a moment ago was trading at 7,398, so close to the all-time high. Well supported, and we'll look at some of that in just a moment. But anyway, Brian Kelly, before the news, way back when Bitcoin was all the way down around $6,000.
He was on top of it, wasn't he?
Two weeks ago.
No, earlier in the week. I think the news came on Tuesday.
Yeah. 2 hours.
So Monday. Yes. Yeah. You got to remember, a crypto day is like a human year. So 10% move, 20% move. That maybe the stock market moves that in a year. Crypto moves it an hour. So we will get Brian Kelly in here to get us back to topic and hear what he has to say. Here he is earlier in the week on CNBC.
Everybody's worried about whether or not Bitcoin's in a bubble, where the market cap can go. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you the three.
I didn't know he knew you, Augie.
There you go.
Things that matter to me and why I think this is just such a great investment.
Will.
So here I'm here. You're going to be surprised by a couple of them. First of all, Bitcoin is going to Amazon the banks. So what do I mean by that? Bitcoin is a way to remove the third party from financial services, just like Amazon does to retail, right? So Amazon comes in, they go direct to consumer. We talk about it. DTC is what we use. Well, this is
Now, he's not talking about what I'm going to talk about right after this, but the bringing Amazon into this in the discussion of the futures contract, this is a real key, but he's talking about a different thing about disrupting the financial markets, but it is going to play to Amazon's benefit, and we'll discuss that in a second.
DC, the Bitcoining of the banks. So number one, you have a disruption going on. Number two, if I look at any investment, I always want to look at how big is the market. This is a massive, massive addressable market. By Jamie Dimon's own admission, he moves $7 trillion around the world every day. There's a lot more than that out there. Bitcoin's only a $100 billion market cap right now. The upside on this is 10x, if not more.
Wow.
And then finally, does anybody...
And speaking of crypto days, so he said that, and by 3 days later, the market cap had increased by 25%.
That's the fourth of what he said.
Yes. He said 100 billion is now at almost 125 billion.
Right.
In 4 days.
He said he said 10x, so he's saying.
Well, that's down the road.
It's a trillion.
Yeah. That could be like 2 weeks away.
You never know.
Please, that's not investment advice. That was tongue in cheek.
I will give you a personal thing that
we're almost done with the clip.
Come to that, yeah. Sure.
Anybody want the product? Well, let's take a look. Is there a demonstrated demand for the product? Next chart that I have here, let's see if I can hit forward. Number of unique Bitcoin addresses. This is akin to bank accounts, right? On the Bitcoin network, when you have an address, that's like your bank account. Well, look at this. It's still increasing at an exponential rate. So now I have a product that people want in a market that is massive, and there's a disruptive technology going on. To me, those are the three elements of any investment that I want, and Bitcoin to me at $100 billion market cap is so low relative to where it could be, it's one of the best investments out there.
And so in that video, he was showing the curve, the line of the increase in cryptocurrency wallets. And just as a sidebar, never try and speak to engineers and computer programmers as a talk radio host like you know anything about math, which I realized that last night, and my Algebra 2 teacher is just spinning in whatever assisted living facility she's in right now, but hopefully with a pleasant smile on her face. Okay.
Wow.
You had something you wanted to say, Augie.
Well, you just have blown me away. No, I personally took advantage of the bubble in real estate, and I was sitting in this closing, and it took a matter of a drive back from Michigan after an agreement on a price of that was, let's see, 8 times greater than I paid for this particular piece of property, at least, maybe 10 times. And I'm sitting with a negotiation that took me a matter of a half hour to do all the documents. And the guy sitting on the other side said, "Do you have any other property?" "I do, but I guess I'll wait." Stupid, stupid thing to do. Because I would have, the money would have converted so nicely. And I did a trade anyway, so I paid no tax liability. I had none. I've done that many times. So this thing, this is the sell time, folks. I'm sorry. This is when you prepare to sell.
Well, you know, I'm a bear. You know, on TradingView they call me perma bear, but I'm really not. I think that I think this has room to grow. I do think though that we're going to get a pullback. I think it's inevitable.
What you've got to be careful about when the pullback comes, you won't know when it's happening.
Well, and that's it. You know, everybody's so bullish on it right now. There's your first sign. I mean, when everybody was, I remember in the housing market, I went to the gas station down Manatee Avenue, and I pulled in there, and I got a for sale sign on the damn gas station. I'm thinking to myself, Dan, you've been here for, 30 years. This is your life.
He Dan said, Antuno?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
hi.
And you know,
yeah.
What a great guy.
He passed away late.
Oh, did he pass away?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but I said, "What are you selling the gas station for?" He goes, "Oh, me and my wife are flipping houses." And I thought to myself, here's the bubble. So, you know, is Bitcoin going to bubble? I don't think so. I mean, I think we'll get a pullback here, but there's still a lot of room to grow, and I agree with that. If you ever look at a graph of Cisco, I mean, that thing bubbled forever and just continued up.
I'm going to contradict myself to this extent. Why it's not, the bubble isn't quite complete is because not enough people are in it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's go back to this audio we just played. I believe the three things he was going to Amazon the banks. Is there a demand? And the third was the number of users, I believe.
Well, I think that wallet user thing is kind of a skewed statistic because up until now, most people bought on Coinbase. And you stuck your, you bought on Coinbase. It was very simple. It was secure. And you just left it in there. You did not have a personal wallet. Coinbase was the wallet. However, after the fork started happening and nobody got their Bitcoin Cash and it pissed everybody off, and it wasn't until, the lawyers got involved, and they still haven't gotten it, that they're going to release it in January. So a lot of people decided in these upcoming forks to say, you know what, I'm going to take my Bitcoin off that and open up a personal wallet so that I get my Bitcoin Gold as soon as it's released. I get my SegWit 2 as soon as it's released, and I think that's where you're seeing a huge...
Well, that maintained value.
Yeah, exactly. And so
we'll get to that in a minute because we have a story coming up about Coinbase in particular and the number of wallets in existence. But I want to go back to Brian Kelly's comment, Amazoning the banks. Well, yes, that he was there. But what I wanted to tie this into is the ability of now to have futures in Bitcoin. Something as big as Amazon now has the ability to accept Bitcoin or if there becomes other futures, other cryptocurrency payments that they might not have wanted to do before. That may not be...
Ability, is that intent?
What?
Is ability mean intent? You said do they have the ability to, but do they intend to?
That's where I'm going.
Oh, okay.
I said I don't know if that's the reason they've held off, but it could be an acceleration of the decision. Because if you're the size of Amazon... You can't go to BitPay, who is another audio I hope we get to go to, the company that facilitates, say, small businesses like Mocha Joe's to be able to accept Bitcoin. If Amazon is going to be taking in millions, if not tens of millions of Bitcoin a day on their site, and the market is moving so fast, so let's just say, for example, it's at $7,000. And then it goes down to 6,500, and then it goes to 75. When does Amazon convert to fiat? If they have futures, so they lock it in for a tiny percentage of the transaction cost at say, $7,000, they have the ability to sell it if they want. Then, on the other hand, if it works in their favor, they can get that profit. They have to hedge the future contract that they purchase. But with their financial expertise, it can actually they can actually take advantage of the volatility of the market. Much like an oil company, say an oil services production company, might take advantage of oil futures if they have that. This is going to enable the huge companies to jump in. Now, before that happens, we're going to have the fact that with futures, if you're going to, like, you could have an exchange-traded fund. You can have, for that, for people that don't know, that's traded on the stock market, but someone has, say, accumulated a little bit of all the S&P 500 stocks and created a mirror image of the S&P 500 that you can buy a share of. If someone wants to accumulate Bitcoin and have an exchange-traded fund, that they can do that. They can do that now. There's an over-the-counter stock that does that. But if you're dealing in billions, you want to be able to hedge. So now that Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Fidelity Investments, Vanguard, all these different platforms to do exchange-traded funds can hedge their risk, then they come in. So first of all, the futures market, is, as we've already discussed, is bigger than the underlying market. But then you have all these financial institutions that are going to want to offer products to their clients because there's already a demand, which we know. And so what you're talking about, and we'll get to this on the other side of the halfway break here, how many potential users are there? And how much asset allocation will go to that? That's something we'll have to discuss on the other side of the break because we're getting behind a little bit now. And we have much more of that. We actually have a bull versus bull argument between Tom Lee and Brian Kelly, the person that you just heard. And we'll do that much more with Augie and Goldbug in the studio. We can take calls if you'd like to try and get in on this, if we haven't scared you off. 888-761-1490. You're listening to The Henry Raine Show.
Trying to get into Bitcoin but don't know where to start? Byte Federal ATMs make it easy. Safe, secure, and reliable, a Byte Federal ATM introduces you to cryptocurrency investing with a method you're familiar with at a real physical location. If you've ever used a bank ATM, then you're ready to step up to a Byte Federal ATM and start building your digital assets. Located throughout Florida and Georgia, there's a Byte Federal ATM near you. Go to ByteFederal.com to find a location for you. That's BikeFederal.com, and you'll find a real phone number, a real email, and real people you've heard live on The Henry Raine Show.